It's Wednesday, the 28th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The Health and Social Services Ministry reported that as of the 26th of this month, 18 patients from across the country have been tested for Mpox, with 15 returning negative results and 3 tests still pending. Additionally, the authority confirmed that 25 out of the 36 hospitals nationwide have isolation facilities ready to admit patients with suspected infectious diseases. Executive Director Ben Nangombe.
We have it, the situation is stable in the country. There is no need for panic, there's no need for alarm. And if the situation changes in terms of positive cases being received in the country, we will inform the public accordingly.
Dr. Bernard Taufiku, a local health practitioner and former Minister of Health and Social Services, explains the symptoms of Mpox.
The symptoms are generally the typical viral symptoms, and because this virus is a member of the poxy viruses, it creates lumps and bumps on your skin, almost like the old smallpox, or it can resemble chickenpox. And you may have fever, you may feel a headache, you may have nausea, usual vomiting, lack of appetite.
Trustco Group Holdings revealed that Mea Mining, in which it holds a 19.5% stake, has recovered a 391.45-carat diamond from the Kono district in Sierra Leone. Here's the deputy CEO of Trustco, Quinton van Rooyen.
Incredible for the country of Sierra Leone, which will benefit tremendously from taxes and duties. And obviously for us, home-based Namibian Trustco, a homegrown company, you know, we hope to return some of that value to our shareholders. So currently, Trustco boasts about 3,000 shareholders, from individuals to companies and large institutions. Most notably, the most of the private held shares is Namibian citizens. So ultimately, that value will trickle through to the shareholders of Trustco.
Trade Union Solidarity in South Africa says it has launched a new platform to address skill shortages by connecting skilled workers with government and private sector needs. The initiative aims to connect skilled professionals focusing on critical areas like engineering, medicine and information technology. Solidarity's CEO Dirk Herman says the platform, which builds on past successes, is free to use and designed to align skills with job opportunities for all qualified individuals.
Solidarity started a giant skills bank with a view to tackle the skills crisis in the public sector in South Africa in particular. This follows discussions that Solidarity had at various levels of government about skills shortages in South Africa.
Reuters reported on emergency responders who rushed on Tuesday to determine the number of people still missing after a dam burst in eastern Sudan, causing the worst flooding in a series of recent disasters that have devastated the war-torn country. The collapse of the Arbat Dam on Sunday resulted in 30 confirmed deaths, with dozens more likely as this year's rainy season brings heavier and earlier than usual floods across the nation. U.S. federal prosecutors have filed a revised criminal indictment against Donald Trump. The revision comes in response to the Supreme Court's recent ruling granting former presidents broad immunity for official acts while in office. Corresponding for us is Ira Spitzer.
In this revised indictment, special counsel Jack Smith accused Donald Trump of the same 4 federal charges related to alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. However, some aspects were altered in response to last month's Supreme Court ruling, such as references to the former president conspiring with a Justice Department official. In a 6-3 decision, the court ruled that as a former president, Trump has broad immunity for official acts while in office. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all the charges, and the case is highly unlikely to go to trial before November's elections.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.